music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hey, it's Kelly, and welcome to the show. This week, we're looking forward to chatting with American West Coast artist Simmel and a brand new Montreal artist recently signed to Sony Music, Lay. We've also got some great new music on the way from Alessia Cara, Magic, and Chromeo. But first, let's throw it back to Will Smith with Miami on the Kelly Alexander Show.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the bass and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami, bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami. Yo, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress full of your quip, and they be screaming out, so I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer rain game melting pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show, pound for pound anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this, and if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth.
Miami,
the city where the heat is on. On the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to my room. Bienvenido a Miami.
Dancing in the club with the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Don't get me wrong, Chi-Town got it going on. And New York is the city that we know don't sleep. And we all know that LA and Philly stay jiggy. But on the snake, Miami bringing heat for real. Y'all don't understand. I never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tans. Mira, this is the plan. Take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand. Give me your hand. Damn, you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys. Ride my jet skis, lounge under the palm trees. Cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach. Water so clear, you can see to the bottom. 100,000 cars, everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see Sly Stallone. Miami, my second home.
Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami.
In the city where the heat is on.
Drop top Porsche, rollie on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. You see me? It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. We're from dollar bills, now we popping rubber bands. Bruno Sang, tell me while I do my money dance like.
Show you off when I'm walking with you. I watch the whole room change. tears when we cry. Yeah, our connection's so magnetic.
On the Kelly Alexander Show.
On the way, a chat with Washington State artist Simmel about his brand new In My Body EP. But first, new music from Chromeo and Dram. Must Have Been.
We'll be right back.
Dram with Must Have Been, new music on The Kelly Alexander Show. And the guys have just dropped their first new album in 4 years called Head Over Heels. And to celebrate, they performed on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Hey, it's Kelly Alexander, and joining us on the program now is Brian Fennell, a.k.a. Simmel, who hails from Washington State outside of Seattle. Simmel recently released his In My Body EP, and he's here to fill us in on all the details. Simmel, welcome to The Kelly Alexander Show.
Thank you for having me.
So I wanted to kick things off, especially for some of my audience who may not know about you yet. How did you get your start in music, and who would you say has influenced you the most musically?
Oh, man. Well, I got my start in music at a very young age with piano. And then fast forward through the rest of my life, I studied to be a music teacher, actually, like a high school band teacher, basically, and never ended up teaching, but started a band called Barcelona right out of college and toured with them for about almost 10 years. And then I got married and we have two little kids. And so I wanted to be home instead of on the road a lot. So I started writing music for film and TV, and or at least with that goal in mind. And then one of those projects kind of grew into be Simmel, and that's become kind of my main focus now. So from like piano at age six to me now as like an old dad, that's the long short story of it.
I think it's hilarious because I've seen video of you. You do not look like you're past 22, so I think that's fantastic.
Okay, that is a huge success for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then musically, who would you say has influenced you the most?
I was actually just talking to somebody about, I didn't know Leonard Cohen was from Montreal.
Yes.
And his song Hallelujah, which before it was like on every voice competition show and covered a million times, was and is my opinion of like as close to a perfect song as you can get. And Jeff Buckley's version, Jeff Buckley is a hugely influential artist to me, vocally and musicianship. But yeah, the song Hallelujah was really instrumental, no pun intended, in me learning to write songs and wanting to express myself in that way. When I was younger, it was like Paul Simon and Tom Petty. And then I grew up in Seattle, so it was in the middle of the grunge scene. I was quite young when grunge was taking off, but Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Candlebox, and then Smashing Pumpkins was probably my biggest influence when I was a younger kid, but kind of all over the map a little bit.
Actually, speaking of Smashing Pumpkins, are you happy they're sort of reuniting at some point in 2018?
I am, yeah. You know, there's been seasons of that over the last, like, you know, decade or so. And I think Billy is kind of, like, labeled as a bit of, like, an eccentric, and I think he is. But, I know he did, like, a Christian album at one point. And so I'm stoked that maybe there'll be some touring around the songs that I grew up with. And they were one of my first big concerts when I was, like, 12 or 13 or something, so it'd be great to see them again.
Now, the fact that you're a dad and you have two kids, I'm not sure how old the little munchkins are, but do they know what daddy does, and do you find an added pressure to succeed because you have these two extra mouths to feed?
Those are two great questions. I was just talking to somebody about this morning since I was on a TV show, and I talked to my kids right after. They're 3.5 and 1.5. And I was like, Daddy was just on TV. And my youngest could care less. She doesn't know what's going on. But my oldest was like, what? Like, it was just like, why would you be on TV? He gets that I go away and to play music for people. That's what we always say. And I don't think he's never seen me because it never really, I play music at home and stuff. But you know, concerts usually aren't at the right time for young kids. So they have yet to see me play but to answer your other question, I think there was like a light switch at some level, really subconscious, that happened for me, when we had our first kid, and I'd been doing music for a long time, but never really like, with the same level of like consequence. I mean, 'cause you have like this family who needs, you know, mouths to feed, like you said. So, you know, I think it was a really healthy transition creatively for me, because I think a lot of people growing up in bands feel like, well, I better get this in before I have a family because I can't be in a band or be an artist and like logistically be away, but also like logistically feed them with how difficult it can be to earn money as an artist. So for me, it was a really positive transition and kind of across the board.
Now, can you talk to us a little bit about being from Washington State? Do you find that it's influenced the sound and the lyrics that you produce?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of, you know, I've been around the world enough to know, like, there are very few places like Washington State, or at least the area around Seattle. In some ways, it kind of reminds me of Nordic countries just because of the extreme sort of landscape, and it's wet a lot. But it makes for a really, really sort of epic, beautiful landscape to be creative in. I think, you know, one of the main feelings you feel when you visit is like, man, I'm really small. Like, I just feel really insignificant in this landscape. And I think that's a really important place, at least for me, to be creative in. And gives you a good perspective. And I joke that my songs sound really sad, and it kind of sounds like Seattle looks, like it looks just gray a lot of the time. But at the same time, like, if you live there, you know that it's absolutely beautiful. Everything is fresh and green and smells good. And you really got to want to live there, though, because you need to endure a lot of gray and rain to get to the pretty. But yeah, definitely influential.
For people who don't know, why did you choose the stage name Simmel, and what does it mean?
Yeah. So Simmel is a Welsh word that means simple, and I have to always credit my wife because she was the one that actually found it. I don't speak Welsh, but I am by blood a majority Welsh, which I didn't know until much later in life. And being adopted as a young kid, from a closed adoption, I didn't know anything about my birth family or my heritage. And so that was one of the first things I did learn, first and only things really that I did learn, is about my heritage. And so it's a bit of a nod to that. And then also simple is a bit of a mantra across my whole life, is a reminder to keep things simple, whether that means like don't have a ton of stuff around you, don't clutter your life with unnecessary things. And then music, I think, the challenge to keep something simple is a good one, because you can say what you really mean and you can be honest when your palate is stripped back. So for my music, for Simmel, that's a characteristic that I hope is enduring.
Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show is Simmel. Make sure to check out his website, simmelmusic.com. I did want to ask you, with having a stage name, do you find it helps to, or helps you switch on and off the creative side of you?
That's a good question. I don't know if I really was intentional in terms of, I mean, my name, Brian Simmel, is not like that cool of a name. It's just very 80s sounding, Brian. But I think that the anonymity is comfortable for most artists. If it was up to me, I don't think my face would be anywhere on my music, like, or in my videos or photos or whatever. Like, I think I like to keep an arm's length between the visual and the audio part, because a lot of the music came from, I just think innately I write music that goes well with visuals. Like, that's how I interpret the world, is through what I see and experience. So, you know, speaking personally, I don't think I ever set out to be like, okay, look at me and hear my beautiful voice. Like, there's a really nice comfort level having a stage name, but I can see it from both sides.
So your song, you know, Where's My Love, has over 120 million streams, over 40 million YouTube views. How do those numbers feel when I say them aloud to you?
Pretty bonkers. I mean, like, numbers, when they get big enough, are really hard to understand and hard to wrap your mind around. Like, I don't think I've, you know, we don't on our everyday lives, like, encounter millions of many things. And so the fact that, like, that many people have listened to my music and hopefully connected with it is really insane. I mean, there's no real way. It's pretty supernatural, actually. I don't have a total connection to it, other than there's a part of me inside that's just giddy and jumping up and down, because it's so cool that people have a way around the world to hear my music and to relate to it. And it makes me want to go around the world and play the music for them.
Speaking of your worldwide fan base now, because you not only have American fans, you have Canadian and like we talked about, overseas. Do you enjoy connecting with your fans on social media? I know you're a busy dad, so I'm sure the time is short, but I'm sure it's probably important for you to connect with people that are loving you from Japan, let's say.
It is. Yeah. It is special. I mean, kind of in line with reality of technology and how easy it is for somebody in Japan, for instance, to hear my music, like, through, you know, whatever way they find it. also crazy that we can interact. Like, they can write something to me and I can write back, and then we can see each other at a show and meet each other in person. That's just it's really cool to live in an era where that is becoming the norm for artists and fans. And it works both ways for me too. I mean, like, I love being able to be a part of artists that I like, their lives that they put forward on social media. So I think it's an ongoing balance for artists to figure out what they want to share and what they don't want to share. Because I consider myself, like a lot of people, pretty private, but there is a very personal side of my music that I think can be reflected in social media. So I like it a lot.
Has there been an instance yet where you've had a successful artist come up to you or message you and say, hey, I really love what you're doing? Like, has that freaked you out?
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of like right off the bat, there was this actor named Aaron Paul on the show Breaking Bad.
Yep.
And he reached out really early on and had heard the music, or his wife had heard the music on some Spotify playlist. And like a month later, I was in his living room, like playing for him and his friends, because he like holds these concerts at his house. So that was the first jump into that kind of like experience. And it was surreally cool. I mean, it was very cool, because I think whether you're known or unknown, when people reach out and say that your music connected on a personal level, it's like the great unifier. Like, everybody's kind of the same level and goes through the same feelings and is sad and happy. And so it's been a really cool experience in that way.
Along those lines, who would absolutely make you freak out if you heard from them saying, we love your stuff?
Jennifer Aniston.
Nice. I love that.
I don't know. Like, that's the first like celebrity crush I had when I was a young kid. So if she reached out and she's like, hey, I've been listening to your music, I'd be like, I think I would just throw up a little bit.
That's awesome. Now, I wanted to know as well, you have such, I want to say, a unique voice. I really love your sound, and obviously 120 million people across the world do as well. And so are you able to listen to your music without critique, or can you not hear it the way we hear it?
Man, you've got a lot of good questions.
I appreciate that.
When I first started, singing and writing songs relatively later than some people, most people, I'd say. Like, it wasn't until my early mid-20s that I really sort of like sang for the first time and then started writing songs. And at the beginning, it was very uncomfortable to hear myself sing or listen to my own songs. But over the years, as I've been lucky to like produce other people and help other people songwrite, obviously over that time, write more and more of my own material, I think as the time goes on, like, I don't sit down and put my music on when I'm trying to relax or anything, but the comfort level really increases in terms of being less critical and more, sort of healthfully critical when you're trying to create. So it doesn't bother me too much.
Before I let you go, what do you want fans to know about you, and what can they expect from you in the next year? Because I know the EP's out. Are you going to be releasing a full-length
yeah.
album? What's the plan?
Yeah, I'm working on the full length right now, and there will be new music very soon in a few different forms, and a bunch of new content around that. So, I encourage people to go check out the music, and if you're into it, come find me and creepily follow me on Instagram or Twitter or something, and hopefully come to a show. But yeah, it's going to be an exciting year of releasing new stuff. So very excited.
Well, we wish you all the best, and you're welcome back on the show anytime.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's recording artist Simmel. Make sure to check him out on his website, simmelmusic.com. And here he is with Where's My Love on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Yeah, that's my love. She hides away like a ghost. Ooh, does she know that we think the same? Ooh, don't I cry, but I break that way. Cold. Oh, where's my love? I am searching high, I'm searching low in the night. Ooh, does she know that we bleed the same? Ooh, don't wanna cry, but I break that way.
my blood. She was carried up into the clouds, high above. Ooh, if you play, I'll bleed the same. Ooh, if you're scared, I'm on my way. Did you run away? Did you run away? I don't need to know. But if you ran away, if you ran away, come back home. Just come home.
New music on The Kelly Alexander Show.
You're on your own, kid.
You are.
Make my way through the motions. I try to ignore it, but home's looking farther the closer I get. Don't know why I can't see the end. Is it over yet? A short leash and a short fuse don't match. They tell me it ain't that bad. Now don't you overreact. So I just hold my breath. Don't know why I can't see the sun when young should be fun. And I guess the bad can get better. Gotta be wrong before it's right. Still the growing pains that keeping me up at night. Stress of the mess that I've made. Don't know if I even care for grown, if it's just alone. Yeah. And I guess the bad can get better. Gotta be wrong before it's right. Every happy phrase engraved in my mind. I've always been a go-getter. There's truth in every word I write. But still the growing pains that keeping me up at night. Can't take her own advice, can't find pieces of my peace of mind. I cry more than I want to admit, but I can't lie to myself, to anyone. Cause phoning it in isn't any fun. Can't run back to my youth the way I want to. The days my brother was quicker to fool. AM radio, not much to do. Use monsters as an excuse to lie awake. Now the monsters are the ones that I have to face. No band-aids for the growing pains. Band-aids for the growing pain.
Coming up on The Kelly Alexander Show.
In 4 minutes, we're going to be chatting with Montreal artist Lay about what it felt like to sign to a major record label. But first, it's Troye Sivan and Ariana Grande with Dance to This.
Young ambition. Say we'll go slow, but we never do. See me spending every night with you. Oh, you're under the kitchen lights, you're still
go. Just put on the radio. You know what I wanna do. We can just dance to this. Don't take much to start me. We can just dance to this. Push up on my body. And you know we already seen all of the parties. We can just dance to this. We can just.
We can just
dance to this.
Savon and Ariana Grande with Dance to This, and both of these artists have new albums coming out before the end of the summer. Troy is going to be releasing Bloom on August 31st, and Ariana will also be releasing her new album Sweetener at some point in August, although we don't have the exact date yet. Hey, it's Kelly, and we are so excited to welcome an up-and-coming Montreal artist, Lay, who recently had a dream come true by signing a record deal with Sony Music. She's released a song called Goldfinger and is here to tell us about all the exciting things that are happening with her career. Lay, welcome to the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm so happy to have you, and I know that, you know, things are just getting going for you with regards to you know, your career and all that sort of good stuff, but I did want to start by asking, did you know as, like, a child that you really wanted to be in the music industry? Did you always want to be an artist?
I definitely always loved singing, and I think I only discovered a bit later on that I wanted to really pursue it, but I definitely always loved music, so it's always been something that's been really important to me.
And do you play instruments as well as sing?
Yeah, so I play, like, very, very basic amount of guitar and piano, just enough for me to write my own songs at home and to dabble in it. So,
now, talk to us about how you managed to get noticed, because, I mean, Montreal has a great music scene, there's no question, but I know that for a lot of Canadian artists, it's usually the plan is to move to Toronto or to move to Vancouver to sort of get noticed. So how did you stand out above the crowd to actually have a major record label, Sony, you know, want to sign you?
It's actually a pretty interesting story, because, well, like, my A&R would be able to say more on it, but he's the one that had found me through SoundCloud. So he actually had been, since he's based in Toronto, he was actually looking through different artists in Toronto and their SoundClouds and who they followed. And there's people I had met a few years back that are also artists and had followed me on their SoundCloud. And at the time, I had like one cover song up and one original up. But basically from there, he went to my socials and had checked other things out and then got in contact with me. And we went back and forth for a while. And it was really cool because I ended up going out there to do a showcase for them before everything went down. I just ended up getting together with a band and doing my songs live for the first time for Sony, which was pretty crazy.
And what songs did you actually have to showcase for them?
So it was originals. I did all originals, which it was a really cool experience for me because I had never done them live besides just recording them in the booth. So it was the first time they got brought to life. With those guys, so.
And talk to us about how you produced your songs, because obviously you were doing that work here in Montreal, I would assume.
So I did some sessions in Montreal. I honestly did a few things in different spots. I did some in Montreal, I did some in LA, but it was kind of a thing where I'm not working with like a specific producer, so it was for me a lot of the journey with like kind of finding the sound that I wanted to get. So it wasn't working with one specific producer, but a bunch of different people. And yeah, it's like a really interesting experience because I think I'm still learning and I'm like as I go, but it's just like the whole experience writing songs and stuff would be getting in rooms with different people and finding what works and finding different co-writes and different sounds that really fit what I wanted to do.
How would you categorize your sound, and do you find that it's evolving?
Yeah, I definitely think it's evolving because, like I said, I do think that as the more sessions I get in, the more I'm learning what I like and what I want. But I think I would describe it as kind of like an alternative pop, more moodier, darker sound.
Fantastic. Now, who do you look up to musically? I actually wanted to ask that. And do you find that this person or this artist or this band, do they seep into what you produce a little bit, maybe because you're so influenced by them?
So that's something like that I feel like I've been asked quite recently a bit, and I think that I've realized this was something that I didn't realize at the time, but I've realized it as I've like gone on and done music, is that a lot of, like when I was younger, my mom always had Dido playing in the house and Norah Jones, and I think their tones and their melodies are something that I picked up on like younger, like growing up, and that has influenced me in my music now.
I was reading that you are a bit of a quiet person, probably away from the microphone and all that sort of good stuff. So do you find, because I know, for example, like Beyonce, you know, she has her Sasha Fierce, you know, personality that she brings out when she's on stage. So do you find that you are the same person, but just exemplified or, you know, or amplified when you're on stage? Or do you actually have to bring some part of yourself and kind of have your own version of a Sasha Fierce to do what you do on stage?
It's weird. It's a weird thing because I think it's definitely still myself, but it's when you're doing music, like you have to be outgoing and you want to connect with people and you want your music to be out there. So there's definitely like a part of me that's just like turn it on right now and like get into character for it.
And how have your parents been or your family members with supporting you with this career? Because obviously the music industry is not easy.
They've been really like really sweet and really supportive of it all. And especially as of late, like I haven't been home that much because I've just been recording and working on live stuff, and they've just been very much behind me this whole time. So it's really nice.
Do you think that you are going to have to leave Montreal in order to continue your career? Or do you think you'll still sort of be able to be home based out of here?
I think I could be home based. I think it's just it'll always depend on like what's next and what's happening. But for now, home based.
Talk to us about the feeling when you actually signed the paperwork to be a part of the Sony family. What did that feel like? I can only imagine.
It was crazy. Like, I mean, it was something I never thought would actually ever happen. So when it was, like, it was honestly a weird feeling because I felt like it was happening and I was so happy, but I also felt like it was a dream and wasn't really happening because it was just such a crazy moment.
And how have your friends reacted? Because obviously I know it's very important to have your friends around you. And so have any of them changed thinking that you've changed, or is everybody cool with you?
No, everyone's cool. Again, like I said, like I haven't been around that much. So it's really nice to still be in contact with them. And like, they're like the same as my family because they are family to me. They've been really supportive and it's really, really nice.
Have you had a chance to meet any of your Canadian label mates? Like, for example, Ria May?
Yes, I met her. She's very sweet. I met quite a few, like Tyler Shaw. I was actually at a writing camp, a SoCan writer's camp with him. Langston. I've met a lot of them.
And what's your take? Because, like, for example, you know, Rhea May blew up in the last couple of years. I know she was working hard out east before that happened. Tyler's also been working hard for a couple of years. Have you picked up any advice from them about this next stage that you're going through? Because they've already kind of gone through it.
Honestly, that's the good thing and something I should do. I haven't actually had the chance to sit down with them too much, but it's definitely something. Like, I feel like my head has been so in a bubble and just working on what's next that I haven't even thought about it like that.
And talk to us about the single Goldfinger, because it's amazing. I think you have great tone. I think it's instrumental wise, I think it just flows beautifully. Explain what the song's about and how, like, you know, how it came about. How did you get your hands on that track?
So that, I'm so happy that I'm a part of that. That was our song brought to me by Lauren Christie, and I had just been working on her we had just written my upcoming single, the one that will follow this. But at the end of the session, she was like, I have a few tracks to play you, and one of them was Goldfinger. And although, like, I really love being a part of the writing process, this was one that was brought to me, and I felt lyrically right away and melodically right away that it really connected with me. And for me, emotion has always been a strong part of songs, and I know that in my past I've connected, like, songs to moments just based on emotion alone. So this one really connected with me, and yeah, so then I ended up recording it with her and Betty, the guy that produced it, and it was just a really nice experience. It was out in LA, and I'm just really happy to finally now have that out there.
What do you want fans of yours and new fans to know about you? Because, for example, this show that you're on right now is global. Like, I have lots of audiences that are overseas, and as well as, you know, Montreal and Canadian people and American that are listening, Americans. What do you want them to know? What makes you stand out above the pack?
I mean, I think for me, something that I've always said is, as long as you're true to yourself, you're not going to be the same as any other artist out there. As long as you're doing what you want to do and you're speaking out for what you want to speak out for, musically, artistically, no matter what, then you'll be your own person. And I think I'm really trying to do that with my music.
And I have to ask you this. I know your career is sort of just getting going, but have you had someone come up to you yet that you've already looked up to, maybe in the music industry, that said, hey, I really like your stuff? Like, have you had that moment yet where someone's reached out to you and been like, hey, this is really cool what you're doing?
I've had other people reach out to me, but not yet somebody that I've, like, really looked up to. I don't know if they even know I exist, but yeah, like, there's been really cool moments so far.
Okay, cool. And what do you hope for yourself in the next, like, you know, 8 months to a year? Because I know things now go super quickly, obviously, in the music industry. And you know, do you have specific plans or goals that you know you want to achieve?
I mean, I just want to keep making music. I want to work on the live stuff. I really want to get into doing shows soon. So yeah, I just want to keep doing it.
Fantastic. Well, it's been so great to have you on the show. We welcome you back anytime, and best of luck. And again, as a fellow Montrealer, I'm just really extremely proud of what you're doing. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time to have me on your show.
That's Lay. And to learn more about her, jump onto her website, laymusic.com. And here she is with Goldfinger on The Kelly Alexander Show.
It's like you couldn't ignore. I kept my distance 5 times in a row. You were so persistent, like a hunter who knows when it's time to strike. Damn, I let you get close. You didn't need to kiss my forehead in pies. Look at me and tell me I'm beautiful. You didn't need to practice on me, practice on me, practice on me. And I get it, you're a fuckboy, that's what you do. Haven't heard a thing in months from you. You didn't need to practice on me, practice on me. I won't let you practice on me. I'm giving you the gold finger. Take me back home to meet your family. Was it all just a joke? I admit you had me. I didn't need you to know those things about me. Damn, I let you get close. You didn't need to kiss my forehead and pop.
should practice on me.
I'm giving you the gold finger.
On the Kelly Alexander Show.
Kiss me, darling, one more time. With everything that you got inside. Kiss me, darling, one more time. Cause love's the only thing we leave behind.
Band Magic called Kiss Me on the Kelly Alexander Show. And we're still waiting to find out if this new single is off an up-and-coming album or just a standalone. So far, not much info is on their website, but we will definitely keep you posted. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show this week. And of course, a big thank you going out to our guests, Simmel and Lay. Also, of course, a big thank you to our producer, Adam Brisson. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media. You can do so by jumping onto our website, kellyalexandershow.com. And of course, we would love for you to sign up to our newsletter, tinyletter.com/kellyalexandershow. Have a great week. And to round out the program, let's hear from Kygo and Imagine Dragons, Born to Be Yours, on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I know I've given up 100 times before.